WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where at night, and I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss, hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you, girl? When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love her.
Every night be tucked
grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed.
Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The night ball will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Like time standing still. Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Honey! 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I don't know where you're going, and I don't know why.
Max FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 64 with a chance of showers or a thundershower tomorrow night. After that, pretty nice weekend with sunshine and highs around 60 Saturday and Sunday. Hey, if you are looking for a great fall getaway or some winter holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
electric chair. I told you dirty jokes until you smiled. You were lonely for a man. I said, take me as I am. Cause you might enjoy some madness for a while. Now think of all the years you tried to find someone to satisfy.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.